This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi, in a runoff with Mike Espy, former congressman, ignited controversy when she said of a supporter that she would sit on the front row if she invited me to a public hanging. Many tied offensively this comment to the Mississippi history of lynching. Espy said the comment was tone deaf. Chinese government, bowing to pressure from environmental groups, said that it would temporarily reinstate a ban on the use of rhinoceros horns and tiger bones in medicine. Making a rare concession, the State Council, China's cabinet, said that it had decided to postpone an order made last month to undo a 25-year ban on the trade. For the first time since the World Economic Forum's Global Gender Gap Index was created in 2006, the estimated amount of time it will take to close the workplace gender gap rose from 170 to 217 years. Barely half of the people who do not believe in God actually identify as atheist. A study of thousands of cases of delinquent cops from 2006 to 2011 and 81 law enforcement agencies, both large and small, found that individual officers paid just 0.02% of the $735 million awarded in suits against these police departments. Most paid nothing in punitive damages, even when officers were disciplined, terminated, or prosecuted for their conduct. The estimated number of voters purged from Georgia's voter rolls from 2008 to 2012 was 750,000. From 2012 to 2016 was 1.5 million. Percentage of U.S. music industry revenue that's received by musicians is 12%. By 2021, a research firm estimates there will be almost as many voice-activated assistants as people on the planet. Researchers have found that the fast-paced, bright videos easily grab young children's attention, but those qualities may negate any educational benefit the videos could have. Kristen Sinema scored a groundbreaking victory, winning a Senate seat in a state that had been a Republican bastion for decades. She's now the U.S. Senator from Arizona. By 2015, American annual spending on prescription drugs reached about $1,000 per person and 16.7% of overall personal health care spending. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.